So this is Connections Over Coffee, and Ruth is one of my co-hosts, and Sally is one of my co-hosts in one of my other groups for blogging. She is one of our bloggers. I have several groups. One is all about real estate, investing in real estate, which is what I've been in the weeds with for the last like 8 weeks, because we had six move-outs at one time, and we're just working through them as they moved out in the order that they moved out. And so four of them have been completed and rented already, and the folks have moved in, and I'm down to my last two, knock on wood,
Hey.
that I'm getting across the finish line. And I have a tenant moving in this Friday to the big one, the big flip that I had to do. And then I have a tenant moving in a couple of weeks from now into the final one. And then, because we're currently, the painters are there today. So anyway, I'm just working through those. Mark and I did a lot of the work ourselves on these because I usually have like one every 12 months, and I had six in 6 weeks. And so financially, I hit the panic button because I'm like, oh my gosh, to have a contracting crew six times right in a row is going to get very expensive. So Mark and I came out of retirement and rolled up our sleeves, and we did a lot of the painting and the cleaning, and he's replaced windows, and we've done tear out carpet, and so we know how to do all of it. It's just that we've reached a certain age that we don't want to do all of it. So we just kind of rolled our sleeves up, and again, we had a trip planned to Florida. We have a condo down there, and of course, poor Mark, he has to work everywhere we go, so he's just recently finished rehabbing that one. We would just do a couple of days every time we're there for a week. We work on it for a couple of days, and then we play the rest of the time. So it's taken us a year to rehab that one, but that one is pretty much across the finish line. And so we go down there now. We're ready to enjoy it, but we pushed the trip away a little bit so we could get these six flips off our list. So anyway, my life is starting to get back to normal finally. And for those of you that are on this call, I do have a magazine. And all the articles are in, and Katie, my admin there, the actual creative editor for me for the magazine, she has everything ready to go. I just haven't had time to sit down and say yes that it looks okay and we're ready to publish. So it's ready. So for you gals that have sent an article over, it's there, it's ready. We're gonna get it out here in the next few days because I'm starting to get some free time. But I do have the real estate lane, then I have a build a better business lane. Along with the build a better business lane is also how to create offers for your business. Then I have a writer's lane, and that's where our bloggers also join in with our writers. And then I have this Connections Over Coffee, which is just a general chat to just build relationships. And then finally, I have the Fit as a Fiddle, which is all about health and wellness. And so our hot topics for today. We get to choose between current trends in wellness and self-care. So, Sally, thank you for your share. Travel experiences and your future plans. And the last hot topic would be books, TV shows, or movies that are a must-see in your world. So, think about which one of those you might want to share about today: health and wellness, travel, or books, TV shows, or movies. And before we then jump into one of the topics, and you can choose whichever one you like, I'm going to go over to Ruth and let Ruth tell you a little bit about what she does.
Well, I like all those topics. I'm going to just go with
I
a
know,
little bit of
they're good, aren't
everything.
they?
So, thinking about Sally and her water, our trip that we just got back with was into Colorado, into the mountains. And when you ever go to high altitudes, you have to push the water in order to be healthy. I mean, really push the water. And I remember I really didn't have any reactions up there. I drink a fair amount anyway. But I remember on the way back, I asked my sister-in-law, I mean, excuse me, my daughter-in-law, because she and my son, her son, my son, our son was with us. I said, okay, we're back at regular altitudes now. Can I let my body tell me when I want to drink? So, and she said, yes. But, if you aren't drinking enough, then you have to, push it in that way. And I
So
do
did you,
think.
so do you just have like a water bottle, and you just know that in the course of the day you have to empty that? My daughter carries around one. It's 64 ounces. It's huge. And it and hers, I think she found it on Amazon or something, but hers says, you're supposed to be down to this line by lunchtime and down to this
Oh,
line
yeah.
by 3 o'clock and down to this. Anyway, she that's her goal is to empty that in a day's time. So did you have something like that?
Not there, we didn't. We just, they kept reminding us. I mean, well, let me tell you another story. This was 9 years ago when we were in Colorado, and our youngest grandson at that point was two and a half. So he was still in diapers. And so his dad would keep reminding the boys, drink, drink, drink. Well, we were on a trip, he and I, with the two boys, and I looked back there, and that youngest grandson had drank almost all his water. And he was in diapers, and dad was in charge. Grandma was too. And he says, "No more, no more, because you're gonna need to, you're gonna blow water out of your something out of your diaper." So, but we do. You just have to push that a lot. And then, like the other one that you talked about, health and wellness, and I'll be interested in hearing some of you other guys' deals on that. And I try, I really do. I'm not perfect. I don't think any of us are perfect in that area, but I try to eat healthy, and of course drink the water. And with this trip, well, over the last year, some of you guys know this, that I've been struggling with a bad hip. And so I've reached the place that we are going to do a hip replacement. And so that's just information on that. I'm in the process of talking to doctors to get it scheduled. And on what procedure I can do and stuff like that. So that's coming up. And then, as far as books, relationships is my sweet spot. And right now we're doing a book club on Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. And it is so good. And so that's my plug for the book that is there. And I think I'm going to give you just a little hint of what we're going to be discussing tomorrow, because there are two topics that really mean a lot to me when I read them. And one was to fall in love with yourself. And they said, when you look at people who are in love, they just glow. And you can tell that. So what about not having to have somebody else that you fall in love with? Fall in love with yourself. And let that glow just shine.
Ruth, do you have a copy of the book right there?
No.
All right, you keep chatting. I'll be right back.
Okay. But that's a big part of it as far as that. And then the next part that was there was how important it is to forgive yourself. Whether it's little stuff or big stuff. But that not forgiving ourselves is holding us back.
I agree wholeheartedly, Ruth. I've been struggling with those things for a while.
I don't have the tips in front of me, but I think I can tell them to you real quickly. And he says, write them down. Just go someplace safe, write them down. And then when you've emptied yourself of what you need to forgive yourself for, then say them out loud. And we'll also write down that you forgive yourself for these things. And then say them out loud so that you can let them go. And then tear up that piece of paper. He actually threw his in the ocean. He wrapped it around a pebble and threw it in the ocean. But not all of us have that ability to do that. And then
Here's
write
what
or
yeah,
read.
here's what the book looks like. Is
I
that the
wrote
one, the
died or
title? No.
yeah. Write or renew your vow to yourself that you are going to love yourself, because that's holding more of us back than what we realize. Another thing that he said, that I was just writing notes on this, and he said that we try to forgive other people before we've forgiven ourselves. Only the free can free other people.
That's true. And I think women are incredibly hard on ourselves. when it comes to things like that, when it comes to loving yourself. And we're just hard on ourselves.
We always are.
I point fingers back at me. I was taught that was selfish to love myself. And it's only been in probably the last 2 or 3 years I realize how freeing it is. Because it's not a selfish love like a lot of people think it would be. It's a freeing love. And the freer I am within myself, the more free I can give out to other people, the more love I can give out to other people.
It's interesting how what you're saying, to the point where we have always had guilty feelings about it, because we're always told that our children come first. Our families, the whole time they're growing up, we're supposed to be there for them, and we totally get lost in the history or the lifespan of our children, because we're supposed to take the back seat to them. We're supposed to be those that they learn from us, but how can they learn from us if we're taking the back seat?
Well, and
Good point, Debbie.
that's the big challenge too, because when it comes to something like that, we do have to put our children first, because if not us, then who? But
Right.
I think we have to, and this is where it comes the age-old question on how to balance that to where we have time for self-care and self-love and all of those things. We have to, I think, put that into our crazy busy schedules to make sure that we do take care of ourselves. And even over in the real estate end, I see some folks over there, they spread themselves so thin. And I'm like, you know what? You're the money machine. You're the one that's holding up the tent. You're the one that's making all of this happen. And if you had a machine in your basement that was spitting out the money and that was taking care of the family and doing, would you not maintenance that machine? Wouldn't you make sure that that machine stayed working at its optimal best? But yet we're the machine and we forget to take care of ourselves. So I get that. This is the, am I right, Ruth? This is the book. And Ruth, do you still have an affiliate link to per I purchased this
No,
Ruth's affiliate link back in the day, and
I
quite honestly,
currently don't.
well, you can get this on Amazon, and I have actually used this book almost like a workbook, Ruth. Thanks to you, I did it as my own little study each morning, and I would read through a chapter each morning, and then I would make it a point to implement what was in that chapter for that day. And Mark caught me doing it, and so one morning I came out to get coffee, and I caught him reading it.
It's
So
a
that's a
very
good thing. So I it's in my that's why I left the video for a minute, and I ran into my family room and grabbed it. It's right there next to my comfy chair, and it's the way I start my mornings out. So Ruth, thank you for that.
And one point, Kathy, is that just to let those that might want to get the book, some of those chapters are one page or two pages. Two page, I mean, you start reading it and you flip it over and you're on to the next one. It's like, but each of those chapters are very, very powerful.
Yes. Thank you for that, Debbie. I want to welcome Carmela. Carmela is my other co-host, and Carmela, I'm going to make you a co-host while we're there. And so, yes, thank you for tapping in. It's good to see your lovely face today. Are you at the attorney's office? Her husband's an attorney. She's the right hand of him.
I am today because I have to work the next 3 days because I'm in Chicago Thursday through Sunday. So he's on his own.
Okay.
So
So
it's been a busy Monday today. Normally it's quiet, but today I've had people pop in and everything. So sorry I'm late.
No, I get it. You're working. I get that. We've got Donovan over in the attendees. We're going to see if Donovan wants to come up. Donovan, you're welcome to come up. If it says panelists, it just means you can show your video. We will allow you to chat with us, however, so hopefully you can hear us okay and come up if you wish. So Ruth, thank you so much for that. So that is, again, when we're talking about love yourself, like your life depends on it, Ruth has a book club. It is on meetup.com. If you go over to meetup.com, you can find her book club. And am I correct? It's under the Lawrence.
Yeah. What is the name of the Lawrence group? The Lawrence Online Personal Development Group. I believe I got that right.
Okay.
And we're having a lot of fun, and we are actually going to be meeting the next three Tuesdays and finish that book now that Ruth has quit running around for a little while.
I get it. So if you want to join, it'll be tomorrow. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes.
Because Ruth's not in Eastern time, but it's 1 o'clock Eastern time. And you can go to meetup.com if you want to click through. It's free. You can just have a conversation like we're having now. And it's all about this book. So and for another three Tuesdays. So please feel free to join in if you wish to do that. Ruth, tell the folks, where are you coming to us from?
I live in Kansas.
Okay.
North of Lawrence, Kansas, a little bit at a little lake up here. So yeah, so, I'm probably... Oh, I never did tell this group that we made a flying trip up to Columbus right after the 4th of July. I mean, we didn't have time to see anybody. We actually drove it, but we had a family reunion up there at the Delaware State Park.
Yeah, you were very close to all of us. Yeah. We'll catch you next time, though. We promise.
Right. This one was a flying trip because we had to kick our kids out of the 4th of July celebration to make it up there by the 6th. And then we had to turn around and come right back to get ready to go to Colorado.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Ruth, thank you so much for sharing. Carmela, before you actually came on, we talked about our hot topics today. And our hot topics are either wellness, health and wellness, self-care. Number two, travel experiences and future plans, or number three, books, TV shows, or movies. So you are welcome to share with the group what it is that you do, Carmela, and then also, what is your hot topic for today?
My name is Carmela Banks. You can see my name there. I am a woman of many talents. I wear a lot of hats. And I have a hat collection too to go along with it. This weekend was my last busy weekend. I had a pool party with the youth at church yesterday, which was fun. I didn't have the rough guys there that wanted to throw me in the pool this year, so I was safe. But I am a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. I also am a caregiver, I should say. I take care of my mom back and forth. Looks like I'm going to have to add my dad to the list, and he's turning into really mean in his older age. And I think too, his health is starting to get to him. So my brothers don't want to take him on. So I'm going to add him with my mom, and it's getting really difficult right now. So,
well, and again, when you say he's getting mean, a lot of that is just some dementia and
yeah.
That goes along with elder care. So I think as children, I think we have to understand that as we're helping take care of elderly parents, that's a part of the gig.
Yeah. And you know, and I told my brothers, I'm like, it's one thing to handle my mom because hers is a lot, really, her dementia is intense. But then my dad, I mean, he's had three car accidents, and I'm like, we got to take his keys, you know? And the boy's like, well, we can't do that yet. I'm like, okay. It's like, we're down to three strikes here. So I have to be the tough one, but I'm getting away this weekend for a family reunion. I'm going with my sister. My family's not going with me. Jade's busy. Barley's busy, so this is my getaway. My hot topic, I'm going to say health and wellness. I deal with that with the oils and everything, but you know, that old saying where, you know, like a car repairman, their car is the last one to get taken care of and everything else. Sometimes that has happened to me. So I've had an awakening the past few weeks because I went for my checkup. My doctor tells me we have a love-hate relationship. So she's like, Carmela, you've gained weight. And I'm like, duh. I go, but I can't lose it. I go, I don't know what's happening. I'm just having trouble. I said, I'm walking, I'm drinking water, doing all the stuff. And then she goes, well, I think you're pre-diabetic. It was almost like she said the worst thing because it's on both sides of my family, but I've prided myself in really staying healthy and not having to deal with it. And I'm just like, my numbers were a couple numbers away, you know, my A1C. So I'm kicking it in gear. So I told my husband, I'm like, if I see you bring all this stuff in my house, I'm throwing you out in the garage with the cat because I have to get back to my healthy thing. So I went to the Y Saturday, worked out for a couple hours, felt really great. Up until I decided, I think I'm going to run. I haven't ran for over a couple years. And needless to say, I was worn out. But hey, I'm determined. So I'm working on Carmela. So I just got asked to do a decorating job. And it's the first weekend in October. I told her I'd let her know today. And I don't know if I want to take it on because it's 2 months away. And I really hate cramming things in there. And then all my weekends are taken up. And then I have no time to rest because the last party I did was for a 60th birthday. And I was invited to it as well. But it took me over 8 hours to decorate for it. And I'm still trying to put things away and organize. So, and then, but I had a baby shower the week before that. And then after that, I had a wedding that I did. So I'm like, I need to slow it down. So that's part of my health and wellness is slowing things down and doing Carmela self-care. And then, because like they say on an airplane, it's like you need to put your mask on first before, you know, helping someone else. So Carmela has to take care of herself before I can jump in and take care of everyone else.
Nope, I certainly get that. And again, when I started my academy where I have my five different lanes, I thought for a while that I might, because I'm all about passive income. You can see in my little Hollywood square here, it says passive income mentor. And so I thought about dropping the health and wellness lane because it seemed to be the odd man out. It seemed to be the one that really didn't connect with all the other lanes that I'm in, because all the other lanes is a way that you can create passive income. But it occurred to me that health comes before wealth. And if you don't have your health, what good is the rest of it? You know, if you lose your health and now you're spending all the money that you saved up and worked for all those years to try to buy your health back, what good is that? So I actually not only kept the health and wellness lane, I put it first in my academy. It's the first lane because I truly believe that your health comes first. So Carmela, good for you. I'm glad that you're on. I'm glad that you're not even just on the list, that you're getting yourself toward the top of your list.
Finally.
Yeah.
So good for you. Good for you. So I appreciate that. And I too have my health on the top of my list. And so I'm glad that Sally is on the mend. Carmela, I'm glad that you're on the list. And Ruth's got some medical procedures in her future, but she's getting those squared away and taken care of so that she can go out and keep hiking and doing all that fun stuff.
That looked like a great trip.
Yes. Yes.
Carmela, do you mind if I interject something for Carmela?
No, go ahead, jump in.
Go ahead, Sally.
Have you researched like dementia support groups?
Well, I belong to one here locally in Lima. And I also have gone to a lot of the events for the Northwest Alzheimer's Association. That's kept me busy. Actually, I just got a book, actually just this past Saturday. Because my There's so many different kinds of the dementia. It's like this big umbrella with all the different kinds. My mom has Lewy body. Not sure what's going on with my dad, because he seems okay. He's starting to repeat himself, so I can see some signs there. But when you're the only girl and trying to get your grown men brothers to do something, it's like they're wimps. They're strong, but then they wimp out and they leave it all up to me. So I'm like, I cannot do this, because I took care of my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. So that's when I really got into the research and support groups for the dementia and Alzheimer's, because it's been a great help to me. And I'm friends with the girl that runs it here at one of the living places, and she's been great. So, and we go to church together. So usually it's one of those things where if I'm going through something, I can call her and she'll send me information or tips. But she's always reminding me, she's like, Carmela, you got to say no, because she knows even at church, they ask me to do things. And even yesterday at the event, they said, your job is to sit down and put your feet up and don't do anything. You know how hard that was.
I know.
I struggled.
You're a doer.
I wanted to clean up and stuff. And they're like, why are you up? But I'm going, don't yell at me, please. But it's hard because that's all I know in my life, So, but I do like the support groups. I mean, Sally, it helps me out a great deal. And they have it here once a month, the second Tuesday evening of the month. So I'm usually there.
Yeah. It might be beneficial for your brothers too, just to find out the reality of dementia and Alzheimer's. And, you just can't, because Debbie and I were part of a dementia support group. I don't have anybody in my life with dementia. I was there as a support for caregivers,
Okay.
That Debbie did. And you just find out things that you should be doing and things you should not be doing. If they're in their own reality, you just follow that reality. You don't try to make it your reality, it's their reality. But it might be helpful for your brothers, but actually getting them to go to something like that might be a challenge.
Right.
Just anyway,
I print off information.
Yeah.
I try to send them paperwork each, they'll give us stuff, and then I'll make copies at the office and send it to them. And I'm like, okay, are you really reading it? I don't think so. They're sitting it on a shelf someplace to collect dust.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe I should give it to their wives,
That actually might be helpful because, and again, it's kind of what we're good at. As females, we do become the caregivers often. And so, yes, I would probably give it to the wives because the wives then can, prod them a little bit. And I know even with Mark, when we were taking care of his parents, Mark just didn't see some of that stuff. He truly just didn't see it. And when I would bring it to his attention, he would go, oh, I missed that. Yeah. So
because there's a lot of denial on both sides.
So, Carmela, thank you so much for sharing. Sally, I'm going to go over to you. Go ahead and share with the group what it is that you do and what is your hot topic choice today?
Maybe travel. I don't know. So I am I own a travel agency, Mermaid Travel. I am a solopreneur because I am a one-person travel agency. So even if I don't go on a lot of trips, but I guess I do. I live vicariously through the people I'm planning trips for, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that. And as far as lanes go, I have, even in the travel, I have different lanes. So I have the motor coach trips, I have group trips, I have individual trips. So there's always something I'm working on at any given time. And honestly, the motor coach trips are the hardest because I have to have a certain amount of people for them. So I have to have at least 30 people to go to make the motor coach trip go. I've had to cancel one this year. Like the group trips, like the Colette Globus things, they don't have a minimum. So two people sign up, fine. You know, the trip's on. But even though the motor coach trips are the hardest, they're the most fulfilling because I'm able to give people the ability to travel, see different places, enjoy themselves. The costs aren't crazy, you know. We're doing Virginia Beach in October, and it's less than $1,000. I think it's $800 a person, but that includes your transportations, you know, your meals, your accommodations, entry into different places. This includes Williamsburg too. So all people have to do is get on the bus and get back on the bus when they're supposed to, and it's a relaxing time for them. You know, it's much more relaxing than have to deal with the airport, especially the last few days. Deal with all of that. Just show up at Olivedale Senior Center, get on the bus, you know, relax. Just I plan the stops. The hotel stops are already planned, but you know, as far as rest areas, lunch stops, I do that planning. But the return, like the return on investment, is low, but that's okay. This is my giving back to that community of seniors. So it's harder, but it's more fulfilling.
I've been on a couple of bus tours with Sally, and they're very quite relaxing because, you know, if any of you have ever actually planned a trip, you know all the parts and pieces, and everything's a moving part and piece that goes into planning a trip, and it's just kind of nice to have somebody else do that, and you know, you can just sit back and enjoy. So yes, thank you
Yeah,
for
my
that.
most fulfilling was a couple of weeks ago because I did a, I think I told you, Kathy and Debbie, when we were on another call. A woman I had planned a trip to Hawaii for her and her husband several years ago. Her husband died last year, and she found an insurance policy. Didn't know they had. So she's taking her family, there's six of them, going to Hawaii. And she called me first thing right away to plan this trip. And there were some specifics that had to be worked out. So it wasn't like a cookie cutter type trip that I did, but it was the most fulfilling because they're going to be in Hawaii on her husband's birthday. You know, it's just, and she was so grateful. I hope they're still grateful after they go on the trip, but that's not till October or April next year. But just being able to do that for people.
Yes,
I
I love
plan
it.
people's trips like I plan my own, you know.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I love it. I love it. So Sally put in the chat how folks can connect with you if they wish to. And so if you want Sally to plan a trip for you, let her know. Yes, she loves doing it, and you'll love what she plans. So that's perfect. Let's go over to Debbie. Debbie, tell us a little bit about you. Well, first I'm going to jump back to Sally. Where are you coming to us from? Carmela mentioned Lima. We know that Ruth's in Kansas. I'm in the Columbus, Ohio area. And Sally, where are you?
I am about a mile from Kathy. So I also am in the Columbus, Ohio area, very close to Kathy. And it's a good place to be.
Yes, we love it. All right, over to Debbie. Debbie, tell everyone where you're from.
I'm Debbie Marks from Pleasantville. I am just south of Columbus and 20 minutes or so from Kathy and Sally. And I am a author, almost, and a I'm I, actually I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
I have a podcast once a month called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, and that is also through Vita. And pre-advertising, I have a great session next month. I believe it's August 9th at 1 p.m. And I'm an educator because every week I learn more about the company that I represent, which is Melaleuca. And I've been with Melaleuca now for going on 12 years. And I'm learning more and more every week. I take pride in educating myself on what we have to offer because that's the only way I'm going to be able to share it. That's what I want to do, is share this with folks that just have questions.
Well, Debbie, how
I'm
started with Melaleuca? I mean, what that let's go back. You said you were with them for 12 years. What prompted you 12 years ago? What was going on in your world 12 years ago that Melaleuca was the solution? And you said, this helped me so much that I also want to represent this company.
Well, I had been with many other what they call multi-level marketing companies, and I didn't go anywhere. I mean, it didn't work. And when I was introduced to this, actually, I think it was Sally and John that introduced it to me with,
Oh, right, with Debbie Hiles.
with Debbie. And I had just gotten off, I was just coming back from the second knee replacement on my right knee, 1 year apart. And I was tired of the antibiotics. I was tired of everything. And at that time, my kids were popping out babies. So I was, my grandchildren were all, the amount is now at nine, and but that's eight girls and one boy.
Poor
And I
little fella.
go, I think he's my up and coming baseball star.
Nice.
But the thing was, I didn't want them coming into a house full of chemicals. I didn't want to have to worry about it because I was also babysitting them from the time they were born until they went to kindergarten. And so when I realized what this company had to offer, and it's not hype, it's just switching stores for most everything that I buy except my fresh fresh products. And it's hard, some people just don't understand. It's the same money. I'm just switching stores. And it actually makes my life easier because then I don't have to carry the big containers of laundry soap. The biggest thing I can carry is cat litter. And that's heavy. So,
So by switching to Melaleuca, it just became not no chemicals, and
no,
that's what
I
you were
had,
after in the house.
I It's all made in America. I don't have to worry about my laundry soap being shipped over from Singapore and months on boats. And they all have patents, so it's not anything fly by night. And every year, I mean, they are constantly improving our products. So you're getting the best of the best science proven products. And I don't know.
Again, we're talking about health and wellness, and so I would think that just getting chemical free in your home is huge. I know I just have been doing some research about gluten, and I said the other day, I said, oh, I think I'm a little bit gluten intolerant because if I eat like a sub sandwich or pizza or something that has a lot of like wheat in the ingredients, I said, I get a little bit of a headache. And someone said to me, you're not gluten intolerant, you're Roundup intolerant. They spray all of our wheat with Roundup right before they harvest it, and then you're eating it.
Exactly.
And I'm
And
like, Oh, okay. So they said you may not be gluten intolerant at all. They said, but you're definitely Roundup intolerant. So
Well,
when you think about that, I think everything that we can do to make our diets better, and we were talking about drinking more water earlier, but I think anything we can do to reduce the amount of chemicals that we come in contact with in our homes is huge. So, Debbie, yes, thank you so much for that. Put in the chat how folks can connect with you, if
And
anybody wants to connect with Debbie.
let me just add one point to what you said, is that people don't realize gluten is in pretty much everything. Even our makeup. Even our makeup. And people just don't realize that. My laundry soap, it's just there.
So if you do have a gluten intolerance, you're getting it in a lot of different ways besides just the food that you eat.
And I am gluten, I'm a type 2, and I am gluten very sensitive. So I have pretty much eliminated everything. but I want to say one thing. Okay, I'm type 2, and I was diagnosed in the 1990s with diabetes, and I've always struggled with my A1C. I am here to say that a week ago, after really struggling and but finding a Melaleuca product that has helped me, I have my A1C down to a 6.
Good for
And
you.
I was over 9 for so many years. But I also still suffer from neuropathy. So neuropathy is a condition that you can come down with from diabetes, even diabetes 2. But like Kamala, I use frankincense oil. I use mix it with a cream twice a day on my feet, and my feet are so much better. So much better. But anyways, I'm also a farmer. I have a garden, and I will be harvesting. We're actually starting to harvest corn the end of this week, and I'm still working on my pod or my blog. But I'm just somebody that is I'm enjoying things. And Camilla, I got to tell you a funny story. Sally mentioned that we belong to a dementia group, and how you have to, when a person with dementia goes someplace, okay, in their own mind. I'll never forget the time my brother and sister called me and told me that their conversation with my mother was just so bad, and they couldn't understand why weren't they helping her. And the bottom line is, when I called my mom to just talk to her, she told me how she was in the airport restroom. She was getting ready to board a plane to go to France with her friends. And she was so excited. And like Sally said, just go along with it. Be happy for them. And so many people just cannot understand. And when Sally and I did this group, you learned so much. And any of you ladies that are listening, if you know of someone that is dealing with dementia, encourage them to get involved with a group, because it is so helpful. And yes, give the book to the wives, because they're the ones that have to see this in black and white, so they know that when their husband goes, on a relative, they can handle it better. So with that, I'll get off my soapbox. Thank you.
No, Debbie, thanks for your expertise there. Yes, because we never know when we're going to be put into that situation where we're there to help someone. And so the more you know, the better it is. So I really appreciate what you shared. Correct me if I'm not saying your name right. Is it Vesela? Did I say that correctly? Vesela, so welcome. Tell us where you're coming to us from.
I live in Cleveland, Ohio,
In
currently.
Cleveland, okay.
I'm a graphic designer.
Okay.
I'm exploring additional options right now to improve my skills and perhaps do additional things. I also go every year in Europe. I'm living actually in a week and a half. So it's a good comparison of what's going on in general.
Where
See how
are you traveling to when you go to Europe?
I go to Bulgaria.
Okay.
I visit my parents there, and it's always a good kind of it's just a different culture, different way of how people think. And it kind of enriches me every time I come back. And because people have different problems everywhere. They are pretty much the same, but they handle them differently. They walk way more than we do here. And I tend to kind of try to spend more time with nature, if I can say that. So I think that communication is in general much harder here, just because people don't need to get out. There you have to get the public transit otherwise. I mean, I suppose it is the same in New York or Chicago, for instance, that people don't count on cars to get anywhere around.
That's the law. So when I encourage people to travel, and my take is we're all more alike than different. You know, we all have the same concerns. We might handle them differently, but we all have the same concerns. We want the best for our families, we want the best for our kids. We want to make a life for ourselves. And I encourage people to travel just to get out of our mindset, you know, that everything here in America is the way, you know, it's the best, it's the greatest, it's the way it's supposed to be. But it's just such an eye opener to travel that I just think it's very important. I wish all kids, like in high school, could go overseas and get out of themselves.
Yeah, it is not easy because tickets are very expensive. Even the trips for kids, they are set up to be even 3-4 times more expensive if a person can go somewhere on their own. So not everyone can afford that, which is
I
sad.
understand that, but it's sad because it's so important. I mean, go ahead.
We set it up for our family as a priority because we still have relatives there to visit every year. But many people cannot do that, and it gets harder and harder with age and with. I mean, there are so many obstacles sometimes to go through airports to airports. And the other day, you know what happened. So I had to leave my family. They left earlier than me. So they went there 3 hours early. It's usually an hour and a half. So they were lucky to have all the flights on time, but you have to be prepared for everything.
Oh,
There was
yeah.
one
So I
time
can.
when they checked out my carry-on, and all my passports were there, passports and documents were there. So at the last minute, I kind of remember that I have to take them, and I thought that they are going to give it to me at the next airport, but no, they were checked to the end. So there are so many unexpected things. Though I mean that for the last 20 years, I have gone there 19 times. So it just around COVID we skipped, but we like going there.
I
Well,
think it's
I'll have to add that to my bucket list. I have not been to Bulgaria. We're leaving in a few weeks for London, Paris, which is on my list, but we hope to do it at least one international trip a year is our goal.
Yeah,
And
good luck. As well as you're healthy, everything will be good. I
Yes,
think
we
it's
went.
kind of ironic that Southwest, who uses an older operating system, was not affected by the IT. They were fine.
Yeah, I mean, we use so much technology nowadays, and we are so dependent. It's nice to have it, but once in a while, when I remember 2000, when all the computers had to change, and this wasn't something that was from the beginning thought. So we are going to experience this kind of obstacles, but as everything else, it will go by. And
Yep, I think we just
Flying
have to
is
be prepared. I love Sally's tagline is embrace the unexpected.
as you have to. Flying is the worst part of any trip.
Yes. Vesela, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you being on today and sharing with us. Thank you for that.
You're
Thank you
welcome.
so much. Tracy, how about you? Would you like to share where you're coming to us from?
Yes, and I'm going to apologize. I'm trying to multitask. I'm picking up grandchildren, so I might get distracted here, but
Nope, I get it.
okay. So I'm from Lexington, Kentucky, and along the lines of health, I work in the mental health field. I teach family member education groups to family members with mental illness and facilitate support groups for family members who have loved ones with mental illness. And I'm just here to connect and get new ideas from people.
Gracie, thank you so much for being with us today. And I know you switched over to your phone so you could multitask there, but if you get a chance, you can put how to connect with you in the chat if you'd like to. That's up to you.
Oh,
But you're
sure.
welcome. Yes, you're welcome to enter that in the chat if you get a chance. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for having me.
Yeah. Sherry, how about you? Can you hear us okay? And Sherry, would you like to share where you're coming to us from and what is your hot topic today?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Chapman. I actually am in Duncan Falls, Ohio, which is about an hour and 10 minutes what east of Columbus. So I'm not that far from some of you. I spend 6 months in Ohio, and then I'm a snowbird. I go to Florida, to Sebring, Florida, for 6 months of the year.
You're not too far from us. We do Columbus, Ohio and Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, nice. I as far as working goes, I work for a pharmaceutical company. I manage clinical trials. I specifically work on post-marketing trials, which means my drugs are already on the market. I am doing long-term safety surveillance studies. Let's see, my hot topic, I will say I have made a concerted effort to continue working on my health. Over the course of the last several years, I lost about 100 pounds. Let me
Wow,
back up and tell you.
congratulations.
Well, let me tell you how I gained that 100 pounds to begin with. So I have five grown children. At the time, my daughter was still in high school, and unfortunately, she was battling an eating disorder. which was treated at Nationwide Children's in Columbus, and their eating disorder program is phenomenal. But in the process of getting her healthy and restoring her weight, I managed to put on as much weight as she did. She needed it. I did not. In the process, I became pre-diabetic, and which scared me. I have one kidney, and diabetes is such a risk factor for kidney disease. So I have spent the last several years really paying attention to what my body is trying to tell me, and trying to get healthy, and trying to get my A1C down. And I have been successful. Now the goal is to continue this new healthy lifestyle that I'm trying to live. I'm not very good about consistently exercising or walking. But each day I try and, focus on a new thing, and self-care is difficult for women. You know, as you all have mentioned, we focus on everybody else first, and it's hard to fill up everyone else's cup when your cup is empty. So that's what I'm working on. Just more self-care, more listening to my own body, trying to figure out what my body's telling me. And I'm still fine-tuning the foods that I should eat versus the foods that I don't actually feel good when I eat them. So that's where I am in my journey.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I am also in that same journey. I just recently have dropped almost, I'm just now at the 40-pound mark. So I still have a little ways to go. But again, when you're strategically eating for health, I think you choose a little wiser, because you have to make those calories count, the ones that you're going to eat. And so it helps me say no to the ones that I really shouldn't be eating. Those calories that I should say no to, I'm finding it easier to say no. So Sherry, thanks for that sharing. That was powerful. Yes. And so good to know that you're getting healthy again. Yes. And I bet your A1C is probably, are you back to normal with that amount of weight loss?
I am. I'm down to 5.4. So very pleased with that.
Yes. Good for you. Good for you. I love that. Thank you so much. And Sherry, where did you say, you were just about an hour and a half east of us in Columbus, Ohio.
So Duncan Falls is right below Zanesville. So I'm just outside of Zanesville.
Okay. I can picture where you are. Yes.
Yep. I used to be a real estate appraiser, so I spent a lot of time in that area, Cleveland County.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good. We have Elise with us. Elise, would you like to share? We're at the top of the hour, but we're going to take a moment and let you share. Where are you coming to us from, and what is your hot topic today? Our hot topics were health and wellness, travel experiences and future plans, or books, TV shows, and movies. So what would you like to share?
Hi, everybody. Yes. Hi, my name is Elise Butler. I am an executive assistant. And hot topic for the day, I think that it really goes along with what everyone else has been kind of talking about, like health and wellness. And for myself, I'm a little bit of the baby in the group, so it's a little bit different. on my side of the tracks is just trying to like build a sustainable lifestyle for myself. And just like Sally was saying, and just that you have to kind of put the mask on for yourself before you can take care of anyone else. And as an assistant, I've always been, not second tier, but second to everybody else. Like, it's always what does someone else need before what do I need? And the transition from that, especially being like an athlete as well, is like you've always had someone telling you what you're supposed to be eating, how much of it. You just have instructions. Now that I'm doing things for myself and trying to, build my own business, trying to figure out what my passion is in this world, it's kind of hard, So I commend everyone for all the progress that they're making. And it's very inspirational, because it's like you can make changes, and you can do what it is that you really love to do, even if that's changing what it is that you think that is. So
yeah, sometimes making the change is the hardest step, is making the change.
Absolutely. And recognizing that you even need to make the change at all.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Elise, tell the folks where you're coming to us from.
Yeah, from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. So about 15 to 20 minutes north of Kathy and about 10 minutes or 15 minutes east of Columbus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Ruth, did you have your hand up? No? Nope. Any last comments? We're at the top of the hour. I just want to say thank you to everybody. Please put in the chat if you want to share your contact information. You don't have to, but you're welcome to. When you go to the Kathy Benner International Academy or just kathybenner.com, you will actually see the connections, Coffee Over Connections group there. And I have not uploaded it yet, but all of our connections are going to be in a downloadable PDF. Once I get time to do that. And so that way, if you wanted to make connections with each other, you can. But in the meantime, you can just chat with us over in the chat and get everybody's contact information. If there's somebody that you heard today that you definitely want to connect with, please feel free to do that. That's why we're here, is to build relationships and to connect with each other. And so any last words before we go today? I just want to say thanks to everybody for being here. Anyone else?
I just want to give a shout out to my husband, who's has lost 60 pounds in the past 6 months.
Wow. Good for him.
He's been exercising. He's got back problems. So he started going to physical therapy and he does exercises every day, rides a bike every day. And he just not taking any medicine for it. He just doesn't eat as much.
That's a tough one. Not eating as much. Yeah, because again, I think, you know, we just, and fast food is the worst, but it's so darn convenient.
It is, but like you said with the bread, when I think of eating something with bread or buns, it kind of makes me a little sick to my stomach, just thinking about it. So a lot of times I just get burgers with, or if I get burgers with a bun, I just eat the burger.
Yep. Yep, that's a good solution there. Yes. Anyone else? Wanted to give everybody a chance to make any last comments.
Thank you, Kathy, for giving us this platform to just just talk and have a conversation.
Yep, I love it too. Yes,
I appreciate it.
Yes, and tap into Debbie's podcast because she has some great guests on that she's interviewing. And I just love learning what folks are doing and how they're doing it. And so she has some great guests. And then everyone gets to chat on her podcast as well. So Debbie, thank you for what you do. All right. I just want to say thanks again and put us on your calendar. It's going to be the same Zoom code every single month. And so you don't have to try to go in and register and sign up again. If you do, that's not a problem. But you don't have to. If you just make a note of the Zoom code or the link, if you save it from today, you can tap in every Monday at noon. And it's a different topic. So sometimes I'm talking about real estate. Sometimes build a better business. Sometimes it's about the health and wellness. Sometimes it's about creating offers in your program. So whatever Mondays you have free, you're welcome to join us. We're here every Monday at noon. So we will talk to everyone later.
Nice meeting everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.